It's time to check another item off our Washington wish list. This morning, it's health care. We're joined by Russ Sharpswain, an emergency room doc who works with a group of 35 physicians in Madison, and Mark Ashleman, a self-employed orthopedic surgeon in Milwaukee. The three of us sat down in Dr. Ashleman's office to discuss access, affordability, quality, and their ideas to get the best ways for Washington to help, or not, get them toward those goals.
This is what I see every day when people are in the ER, a lot of times, not because they have a life-threatening emergency, because they don't have access to care anywhere else. And so from our field, it certainly seems that getting better access to care is a key part of that. For-profit medicine is kind of failing. It's failing its patients and it's failing its providers right now.
It sort of sounds like you're in favor of single payer.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
I got to disagree. And it's not because I don't think people need to be covered, but I'm not in favor of a single payer. I'm in favor of some options for the healthcare consumer. There are three issues in healthcare. You can look at it that way. There's cost, there's access, and there's quality. And you can't have all three. If you want to have universal access and have it be affordable, then the quality's got to be diminished. Okay?
I wouldn't argue with that.
What seems to be happening with the current program is the insurance companies and the government working together, excluding the public in doing the plan.
Now, we know that Barack Obama will be president after January 20th. We know the House will be controlled by Republicans. What do you realistically expect to happen over the next 2 years?
Oh, there'll be a lot of arguing, and there'll be a lot of posturing, but hopefully there'll be a lot of education out there. Hopefully people will start to understand a little bit more what is actually going to change. And so we'll see if the American public and if our politicians and our leaders can explain this or educate us or make some modifications.
What I do know that will happen in a couple of months is it will be the single biggest tax increase that America's ever seen. 4% of the income generated in the country will be extracted for the purposes of this plan before anybody ever gets a single doctor visit. So they're going to have a ton of money in their pockets. I do not trust the government to spend it wisely.
What would you tell the president and the leaders of Congress how it could be done better?
Some sort of access of care with a low-level plan for people is reasonable. Two, I think that there ought to be higher-level plans for those people that want better care. And if you want better care, you can buy better care. But basic care is okay.
But don't you think a single payer would take away the insurance company aspect of it, take away that broker of the health care, and just say, look, we're going to have one single payer and eliminate all that extra middle red tape, and we're going to eliminate that bureaucracy, get rid of that, provide that low-level care to everyone? I'm in agreement with you completely on that. And I think if you want to bump that up to higher level of care, absolutely you should have the option to do it. But I think it's the insurance companies right now and that for-profit aspect of medicine that is continuing to drive this in the wrong direction.
I agree with you there, too. Perhaps a single level of care with a single payer for everybody, but if you want extra stuff, extra health care, yeah, you buy it from a private vendor, from an insurance company, and then you make that decision yourself. That would be an option to explore, but I can tell you that putting the government in charge of everyone's health care cannot reasonably be expected to provide good health care in a cost-effective fashion. It's just not going to happen.
Next week, we'll ask a teacher and a school board member to share their Washington wish lists.